You're listening to SBS News.
It was a date in court 10 years in the making. Indonesian seaweed farmer Daniel Sander walked into the federal court in Sydney, flanked by his family and legal team seeking compensation for the destruction of his crops after a 2009 oil spill. Maurice Blackburn is representing Mr. Sander and over 15,000 other seaweed farmers in the case. Ben Slade, acting principal lawyer, says the David and Goliath nature of the trial shouldn't preclude a just outcome.
Just because they live in Indonesia, just because they're not powerful, doesn't mean they shouldn't be compensated. The company needs to accept the wrong that it did to them and needs to compensate them for it.
The Montara oil rig exploded on August 21, 2009 in Australian waters, 250 kilometres from the West Australian coast and a similar distance southeast of Indonesia's Roti Island. Thousands of barrels of oil spewed into the Timor Sea for more than 70 days before being brought under control. Mr. Slade says the oil company operating the Montara rig, PTTEP Australasia, should be held accountable.
They will be trying to prove that the company was not only negligent, but that the oil destroyed the industry that was in Indonesia, in Roti Island and Kupang, where people were doing well for the first time ever.
Seaweed, known as green gold to the Indonesians, transformed the regions in the early 2000s. The alternative livelihood brought in new opportunities for local communities to boost their subsistence lifestyle. Following the oil spill, the industry rapidly declined, and farmers who relied on it to make a living found themselves struggling to make ends meet. A fundamental aspect to be argued in federal court is how far the oil spread in the days, weeks and months after the Montara blowout. Lawyers for the Indonesian seaweed farmers admit no thorough scientific measurements were made at the time, so eyewitness testimony will be heavily relied on. It's also alleged that chemical dispersants used after the spill created a solution that further damaged the Indonesian seaweed crops.
The company must be called to account. Big oil cannot do this to the environment and not be accountable. The Australian class action system and Maurice Blackburn is tough enough to take him on.
PTTEP Australasia and its Thai parent company have declined to comment on the case now that it's finally made it to the federal court. While they've always accepted responsibility for the Montara explosion, their official stance is that the closest the oil and sludge got to the Indonesian coastline was 94 kilometres. Indonesia has long agitated for action from the Australian government on the case and has dispatched an official delegation.
We want to watch actually the class action process is now being in a low court here in Sydney.
The case is expected to run 10 weeks. Darren Mara, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.